Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophets Seminary. You can also visit internationalschooloftheprophets.com to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, we join our Sunday Interfaith Service.
Welcome everyone to Many Mansions Sunday service for November the 12th, 2023. May you be blessed with all aspects of God Almighty's bounty, including health, wealth, and peace of mind. If any of you have any questions during the service, please feel free to use the chat feature. We will be monitoring the chat and will do our very best to address your needs. We thank all of you for your continuing support of our ministry.
Love verses from 1 Corinthians. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no account of wrongs. Love takes no pleasure in evil, but rejoices in the truth.
Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask for your divine grace to shed the beloved rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority and influence their minds in a positive way that have authority over the planet and all who live on the Earth, that their decisions and actions will be always for the greater good of all, and that the planet be filled with peace and harmony every day in every way. Amen.
Dear God Almighty, we pray that each and every one here today be blessed, that all their prayers be answered in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Alleluia. Amen. A blessing to the congregation. Beloved in Christ, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and his great and gracious and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let us walk in the footsteps of our Savior, Yeshua, loving one another as he loved us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Congregation's response to the clergy. Dear servants of the Most High, we, the congregations of Many Mansions International Spiritual Healing Ministry, bless you in the name of the Lord. May you be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, and to all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. May you continue to guide us in truth, love, and righteousness as faithful stewards of the mystery of God. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now I invite all of you here to mute your mics and recite the Lord's Prayer with me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, in following Yahshua and Jesus the Christ's teachings, good morning. Today, as we gather on this solemn occasion of Remembrance Day celebration, we are called to reflect on the profound words of John 15, verse 13, from the King James Version of the Bible. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Heavenly Father, as we gather today in this solemn remembrance, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude and respect for the brave souls who have given their lives in the pursuit of peace and justice. We remember their sacrifice and pray that their legacy continues to inspire courage and selflessness in us all. Lord, guide us in understanding the profound cost of conflict and the precious value of peace. Help us to learn from the past and to seek your wisdom in building a better future. As we reflect on the karmic cycle of actions and consequences, may we be inspired to show seeds of love, understanding, and reconciliation in our world. Open our hearts to your teachings and help us to comprehend the deep connections between our actions and their impact in and on this world. May this service be a tribute not only to those who have fallen, but also to a commitment from each of us to strive for a world where peace and brotherhood reign supreme. In the name of Yahshua the Christ, we pray. Amen. I'm assuming Linda's having a little trouble with the hymn, so I'll just continue, if that's all right with Linda. The sermon today is centering upon what I want to call the karma of war. Again, today as we gather and to somewhat reflect on the world's conflicts, which I'm sorry to say, for all of my life, there has been a war, a conflict, the loss of life, tragedies. There has been monstrous things done, terrorism from the world towers in New York, the World Trade Towers, to what's going on in the Middle East and what has gone on in Russia and the Ukraine. My heart is filled with sadness as I reflect back in the years, thinking of these times, always hopeful, always optimistic, that somewhere, somehow, there will be peace in the world. But again, the words of John 15, versing from the King James Version of the Bible, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And of course, in today's values, it's a man, woman, or anyone of any race, of any nation, that lays down his life for his friends to protect them and to preserve freedom. This is a day, it's a testament to the sacrifices made by countless souls in the quest for peace and freedom. Let us first turn our thoughts to those brave men and women who have fallen in past wars. Their sacrifice are a beacon of the selfless love and courage that define the human spirit. As Daniel 12, verse 3 says, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever in heaven." Their legacy is not only in their heroism, but in the wisdom and righteousness they inspire in us all. The karma of warfare. In reflecting on the nature of war, we are reminded of the karmic cycle that governs our world, and this can give us hope. The scripture in Galatians 6:7 teaches us, "Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Our actions, especially in times of conflict, have far-reaching effects, shaping not only our destinies, but the course of history. Historical conflicts and the lessons learned shows us that even the darkest times can lead to a dawn of new understanding and cooperation. For instance, the aftermath of World War II brought nations together, created the United Nations, and as foretold in Isaiah 2:4, "And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." I assume that's still in progress. One of the remarkable things is the transformation from enemies into allies. These remarkable stories of former foes who have turned to friendship, like France and Germany, once embroiled in bitter conflict, now stand united in peace. This transformation echoes the words of Romans 12, verse 18. "If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men." You know, our great countries, Canada and America, fought the War of 1812. And look where we are. We're great allies and friends. There have been other such unifications throughout the world. And this is that we shall always hold in our hearts, that hope. That first there is conflict, then there is friendship. And those friendships always seem to forge lasting bonds between those nations. As we look back in history, far back, near back, and just most recently, that karmic lesson seems to hold true. I'm not sure what the process is. How can a finite mind understand the infinite? We cannot. But in God's way, this seems to be the process. It starts today in understanding the power of forgiveness and friendship. I urge each of us to embrace the spirit of forgiveness and extend the hand of friendship wherever you might be in the world. To all those who are listening in on the Global Village radio show, listening to our sermon today, wherever you are, we are thinking of you. If you are in places of conflict, we are praying for you that peace profound will be the outcome, the sooner the better. But we ask all of us, as we were taught, be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. This is the great, let us call it, commandment. In conclusion, as we carry out this message of turning conflict into comradeship in our hearts, may we apply these lessons of remembrance, reconciliation, and hope in our daily lives. working towards a world of peace and unity. In the name of Yahshua, Jesus the Christ, the Holy Family, all the saints and avatars above, in the name of God Almighty, so might it become that living truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Now would be the point to have a hymn if Linda got things going. Okay, excuse me just for a second. The sermon today, I hear some music. I guess next is the spiritual healing segment. So I would ask you all to think of what you would like to have today, what you'd like to have in your life today. It's a very unusual time in this November. There are heavenly bodies taking place. There are movements in the universe and our solar system. And as such, it's a powerful time. Did I read the sermon yet? I did, right? Yeah. Just looking at my notes, and I'm getting a little confused here myself. So as we move forward to this time, let me stand up. I want you to understand it seems to be a powerful time when things are being accomplished, especially those unfinished things that have been going on for some time. And as you think about what has recently happened to you in the last 2 weeks, it's been sort of a cleaning up, a throwing away the unnecessary things, getting projects and, I guess, unfinished jobs completed. So that's something to do with the time that we're in. And as I want you today to think of some situations, whether long-term or short-term, we have been given information from people in different places. They've received several blessings lately, and great changes are taking place. We're not finished yet, but the end is near. So if you've had a circumstance or a situation, you may already have completed it, or you may have a good start on completing it. This is what's in the stars. So in understanding those things, think of whatever situation or circumstance you have ongoing now. This is a powerful time. I've been recently hearing things in the media that are reflecting of some things we have been saying here. The word is getting out from our community. It's being repeated, but we're not being credited for saying it, and that's okay. But as we are always ahead of time, because of being intuitive and prophetic and being able to see things clairvoyantly and hear things clairaudiently and have the understanding of the power of prayer and are able to conduct this virtue healing energy to each other and to people who are not here, to people who ask in prayer for prayers, we have a closer understanding of what's coming. You may remember I said there was going to be that horrific killing of the kids that happened. You may remember other circumstances that I have foretold, and they've come to pass. These visions are given to us as a community because many of you have had such clairvoyant images, prophetic images, and you have to wonder to yourself perhaps why. It's because you're growing spiritually and you're understanding the power of prayer. You're also learning the gift of faith. And the gift of faith can only come by the rite of passage, going through difficulties. And as much as it's very hard to go through these difficulties, and sometimes it can lead us to condemn God, that there is no God, we who know better know that there is a God, we just don't understand. We don't understand how things work. But out in the world now, as we have said, part of our practical spirituality and the tenets that we are putting down and establishing as practical Christianity, there is now a movement, ever so faint, going out from words that we've said previously. And that is that a basis of our Christianity traces its roots back to Father Abraham, the Muslims, the Jews, the Christians, can go back to that point and we can find similarity. Many of the teachings here are based on the Old Testament as well as the New. Many of the guidance I'm being given through my mind has been more to the Old Testament or to the old ways without my understanding or my provocation or selection. It just happens. So as we move forward in this time, for all the people listening around the world on the radio show, and each week more and more people are coming to our radio show and listening to the program, listening to our service in their time zones, and we are very grateful for that, and we welcome them to pass on that link, that information, that others may listen to our service. We are forming something very important. And that is a community of people who are understanding the world's great religion that's coming will be one that is a practical spirituality. It is one in which we will all come to that basic understanding of the Golden Rule, which exists in every single world religion, said a little differently in words, but meaning the same thing. Do not do anything to anyone else that you would not want to happen to yourself. In other words, don't physically do things, don't cause things, don't initiate things against or towards anyone that you wouldn't want to happen to yourself. And that's the basis of virtue healing. I see that we're about 41 videos here today and probably a few extra people in here and there in the videos, so we're well over 40-45 people. Our goal is to have a minimum of 100 people every service, and that comes about you not being chicken, not being timid to tell people, I am part of the Many Mansions community. We're a worldwide international organization. I've been in faraway countries performing virtue healing services, so we have proof that we are in these other places. And as you know, people are listening in from faraway places. And as more and more people can hear the radio and play the service at their own, in their own time zone, at their own pleasure, or they can go to our websites and listen to the service again, Many Mansions USA.org, for instance, or the Many Mansions Spiritual Center .com, I believe, is available. I might have that wrong, but sorry, it's in the chat. You can see these services unfolding and you can pass them around. Understand this. People are receiving blessings even in their own time zones after this present service is played. That's profound. But understanding that this spiritual healing is everywhere and that we are, as a community, offering prayers for people. And when people hear these prayers, God Almighty is there. Virtue is there. And that is the ticket. That's the understanding. So in that way, we're first going to send virtual healing prayers to all those souls who are above, in the heavens above, that are in the interdimensional heavens, those who have suffered, those who have given their lives, those who are combatants, those who are victims, those who are innocents, casualties of war, all those souls in the war who are presently in anguish, and I'm only assuming that, we are going to say the following prayer. Please join with me in blessing those above. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, in the name of all that is holy, in the name of unconditional love, we ask in the name of God Almighty, that those souls who have lost their lives in combat or have lost their lives in any conflict in the most recent times, in the present times, and in historical times, those souls that might be lost and are wandering in the heavens or dimensions above or upon the earth itself, we ask for a great collection of them, that the angels present themselves, and we ask, because it is our privilege to do so, we ask God, but God's will be done, that these souls be gathered up and shown a place of great love, of comfort, where they are rescued and taken again to the great post experience, the dimensions above, that they be calmed and treated and healed if they are suffering trauma. May they be made aware of the immortality of their soul, and may they be soothed and healed and comforted. May all those who have lost their lives for whatever reason, in any combat, any conflict, at this time of great remembrance that warfare is not profitable. Human life is invaluable, that the soul lives forever in an eternity that we can't comprehend, but that we wish these souls to be risen up, to be collected, to be comforted with a mother's love, with a father's protection, that they may be aware that they are safe. Let them be surrounded with the shroud of unconditional love. Let them be aware and safe and comforted. And we extend that same prayer to those who are left behind, who are perhaps maimed, who are suffering physically, mentally, and emotionally. May the angels come and nurture them and comfort them also. And as a community, we ask that there be ways to find peace, the sooner the better, that the hearts and minds of those who are in authority, that they be persuaded to do the right thing, the loving thing, a peaceful thing. We ask for this great effort because we are taught that we should ask. And as we ask, God's will be done. Let our prayer be heard to those who have ears to hear. And may peace come into the hearts of all who are at this time of great uncertainty, difficulty, who have survived destruction, and who are looking forward to a more peaceful time. I can feel the virtue leaving my hands and radiating out like an umbrella around the planet, touching the hearts of many. We can't understand the infinite, and what I just said might sound impossible, but there is little else for us to do but to appeal to the most powerful mind, the most powerful being, the collection of pure, unconditional love, God Almighty. And through our elder brother, Yahshua, the Holy Family, and all others, Jesus the Christ, Jesus the most compassionate, we are appealing on this day of remembrance to all those who are in this time of need. May they be blessed, and may our significance be that we are asking as human beings who have a spiritual soul and have a divine connection with you, God Almighty. Amen, amen, and amen. Virtue goes everywhere. Virtue goes faster than the speed of thought. Virtue has an intelligence all of its own. Our duty as spiritual beings is to ask. And as we ask today, so it is asked, so shall it be done in God's time. And now as we go to the people here today, we have some people on the cell phone, a user. We have Karen M., John M., Will Santos, Tomas, a Zoom user, Mary Roseberry Brown, Regine, Carol on her iPhone, CUS, Brandon L., M-O-L, J-P, Vivian, Jean, PJ, Moto G, William, Joan and Owen Stone, Rebecca S., Jack and Sandy, Jim and Cherie, John Douglas, Joe Badger, Reverend Rebecca Sanford, Larry, Angie, and Baby Elsie, Marg, Carrie, Carol S., Tim C., Maria, Sue D., myself, Reverend Michael Irvine, Reverend Douglas Bentley, Director Mark Galloway, Santiago, GLS, Patty, Linda D., and Diana D. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, bless each and every one that is here in the community. To everyone whom I've just read their name, may virtue go to them now. Go through their bodies, removing any disease easily and comfortably. Stealing in their body health from the cellular level through all the systems in their body. Restoring a youthful, active energy level in their body. Remove any aches and pains by improving the body, letting all the systems function without inflammation or restriction. We ask for virtue to go through their body now, paying attention to any imperfection and improving it or removing it to perfect health. We ask for the virtue to course through their bodies, to bring peace into their minds, that they're not worried or depressed, not fearful, and that they don't feel alone. To the other extreme, let them feel welcomed into our community, them be reinforced that people care about them. Let them know that they are not alone, they just need to reach out and ask. And if in our power, our community and our volunteers will help them, whatever their reason or cause for asking is. To their hearts, let them be filled with love or enthusiasm or for today, that they are pleased for today. For today, they have complete control and today is a good day. Let them be grateful for their lives. Let us all be grateful for our lives. Let us be grateful for this community and for the light that emanates from this community, that we will overcome any uncertainty, that we will overcome any resistance, that we see our mission in the world to bring more light into the world easily and comfortably. Let us ask in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, Lady of Guadalupe, Mother Mary, to all the saints and avatars, especially the angel Raphael, who watches over us, and also Hanuman, who has appeared in our sanctuary to help us overcome all negativity. And to the other angels and avatars that are active and that have appeared to us, we are ever so grateful, for it strengthens our faith. We ask for the blessings to go out to each and every one that is in the community, easily and comfortably. Restore them to good health. If they are in need for increased monies and wealth, let them be given whatever they need. Let virtue bring it to them. May it be presented to them. May opportunities be presented to them to earn more or to receive more. May those who come into our community to protect us, each and every one of us, may they be given our gratitude. Darkness is afraid of light. Darkness, when exposed to light, flees. It runs away. As beings of light, we do not run away. We are resolved that all that we need, virtue, will come to us in its many forms, and in its essence, it will create whatever we need at any time we need it. A solution will be found to issues. Healing will happen either through virtue or through other means. Information on what we need to take into our bodies or procedures that we need to go through, knowing that the surgeon's hands will be guided, the doctors that we visit and the nurses will have compassion for us and will be guided to the best solutions of giving us whatever they think we need. And that whatever they are giving us will be amplified in the body, removing disease easily and comfortably, mending bones that are broken quickly, restoring the circulation in the body to remove any poisons and toxins, and that our immune system will be strengthened and the elimination systems also strengthened, that our bodies will be made whole. The sooner, the better, easily and comfortably. We ask virtue to course through our bodies and to remove our aches and pains immediately. All in the name of God Almighty, God's will be done. We are grateful for our lives and we are grateful for the blessing that is taking place now to each and every one that is here in the community. Ask and it shall be given. Take it now. As you listen to the music, receive a blessing from the infinite. You deserve a blessing. You are a loving and kind and spiritual being. Whatever you give forth is returned to you. There are consequences for our actions. Therefore, let our actions always be the best that we can give. Best intended through love, understanding, even in times of conflict and defense, God is with you because we ask. Take the virtue, let it go through your body now. Let your spine be more flexible. Let your blood be cured, cleaned or cleansed of any disease, purging it now. May all your organs in the body be strengthened with virtue and vitality. May inflammation melt and evaporate through your body easily now. May opportunities be like manna from heaven coming down upon you for all your needs and wants. May you feel love from whatever source. Feel the love that God sends. Love yourself. Forgive any mistakes, errors. You're human, and humans make mistakes. Mistakes are but stepping stones to success. Feel the love, the warmth go through your body easily and comfortably. To your eyes, to your throat, to your joints, to your bank account, to your house, your home. May your dwelling be filled with love from God Almighty. May virtue penetrate the walls wherever you live. May light be abundant in your life. May all those that are meaningful to you be blessed as well, your families and your friends, those that are here in the world and those that have made the transition. Feel the love that God sent. Let your spirit be filled with love. That love that is unafraid. That love that is enthusiastic, that embraces all things that are loving and good. The power of prayer is amplified by your faith. Your faith is amplified by belief. And your belief is strengthened by the evidence you have seen. In your prayers being answered, in virtue coursing through your body, quietly and without fanfare, virtue courses through your hands, your body, your soul, as we once again connect with the divine, the creative force that is unconditionally love. Say the words in your mind, what you wish now, what you want to happen in your life, physically, financially, mentally, or emotionally. Your soul is in communication with the divine, as all of us in a community are now forming a powerful group of souls who wish light, life, and love to come into the world. To those people on the phone, to Karen M., to John M., to Will Santos, to Carol's on her iPhone, to Regine, to Mary, to the Zoom user, to Tomas, to Celeste, to Brandon, JP, to Robert and Janet, to Vivian and Jean, PJ, Moto G, to William, to Joan and Owen Stone, to Rebecca S., to Jack and Sandy, Jim and Cherie, to John Douglas, to Joe, to Reverend Rebecca, to Larry, Angie and Baby, Elsie, to Mark, to Carrie, to Carol, to Tim, to Maria, to Sue, to Reverend Michael, to Reverend W.S., to Mark, Santiago, GLS, to Patty, to Linda, and to Diana, and to myself. God Almighty, we are grateful for our lives. We are grateful to your demonstrations that our prayers are answered always. We are grateful that our soul is fulfilling its destiny in the world, that it is gaining awareness and understanding of its spiritual nature and is overcoming those inadequacies by learning the lessons of love, the lessons of how to continue in this world to your glory. We are your children. We are your creations. Most importantly, we are grateful. We are grateful that we have come to the understanding that there is something much more wonderful and greater than we have ever understood before. Grant us our spiritual development easily and comfortably, that our spiritual gifts and awareness will continue to grow easily and comfortably, that we might be ambassadors of light and love, and that we can feel the love that you send, that we can feel your presence every day, that we can feel your protection, your guidance, no matter what we do in our lives, you're always there. To those that can hear, let them come closer and closer to those words of wisdom you whisper, your dreams and visions, and other communications with the soul. We are grateful for the development, and we ask for virtue to go to these abilities and centers, these spiritual centers within, that health, wealth, and peace of mind, that prosperity and plenty, and a closeness and awareness of the laws of God Almighty will allow us to come closer and closer to perfection, to light, to our destiny. And may our combined effort and prayer for healing be upon the planet now. May evil be put asunder wherever it is, wherever it exists. Big or small, may evil be put asunder. May love fill the void that evil creates when it is rejected. We are grateful for the teachings of Yahshua, Jesus the Christ, Yahshua, the Savior, the Redeemer of sin. Bless yourselves now, my friends. Be grateful in your mind to God Almighty. Say a prayer. Bless your heart, the seat of your soul. Bless your body from the top to the bottom. the tip of your toes to the top of your head. Let it be filled with the love of creation, of virtue. Amen. God Almighty, I bless the community with the sign of the cross, the sign of the spinning wheel, of the cardinal points, to the intersecting point of the rose upon the cross. May all our prayers today be answered in abundance, easily and comfortably. May Ha Yeshua guide us each and every moment of our lives. May we have the faith and the courage to follow our destiny. May we be grateful every day. And may we have the wisdom that we are not alone, that you are right there beside us each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, that concludes the virtual healing service for today.
We have several requests that came in when the chat and through the regular source.
Well, then we will have an encore presentation of our spiritual healing. That's right, Mark. Warm up the old hands here. All right, Patty, everybody, we'll say their name. And everybody, when you hear their name, whatever you're thinking of, the energy going to them, whatever way you determine or think, that's your soul's language. The soul communicates in pictorial form. So as we think about them, we take a breath, we push the energy out of your hands, gathering up in your solar plexus, and let us begin, Patty, with
a prayer for the passing of Hoyt.
Dear God Almighty, we ask the angels to welcome this soul into the heavens above, to be comforted and guided and shown the light above. Continue.
A prayer for the passing of Diana's cat.
Dear God Almighty, we ask the consciousness that attends to the realm of animals to welcome this animal into the divine dimension above, easily and comfortably. Amen.
For Nancy, who is in hospital.
Sending her golden energy, God Almighty, we ask for a blessing to strengthen this body and to relieve this woman. Continue. Patty.
For Lucy, relief from shoulder pain. Mary, recovery from COVID. For Diana, relief from a broken leg. For Anthony, for successful and joyous work project completion and for all to benefit. For Deanne and her dog, Jaya. Deanne is not able to sleep and her golden retriever is not eating. For Jeff, relief from anxiety attacks. And the last is for Lavinia, relief from dementia, glaucoma, and to keep her safe.
We will add to this to Ellen Hassan that her treatments for her cancer will be beneficial and that she'll recover quickly. To Arana today, who has made the transition into heaven last weekend, that she is becoming accustomed and familiar with her new home and surroundings and post-existence. To Ian Conaty, that he is blessed, that his heart condition or ailment is being repaired quickly and easily. To those members that are here today, Tim Charbonneau, that his circulatory system is strengthened. To Patty, that there is relief in her back and her spine and her hips. To my dog Max's friend Milan, that he has aided in overcoming his COVID disease. To our friend Seymour and Lawrence and Brian and John, who are now our advisors and have led us to a path of safety, we also ask for a blessing that they've gone out of their way to assist our church, our clergy, and we are grateful for their appearance in our lives at this time. We will add also that our prayers for our new home, both in Campbellford, our retreat center, our holy water miracle place, as well as a temple in Fort Worth, Texas, be delivered to us, the sooner the better. To all those that perhaps we have not mentioned but are looking towards us for guidance and light, may they receive that blessing easily and comfortably. In the name of all that is holy, in the name of love and enthusiasm, life is to be filled with joy. May each and every one that is here today find some pleasure in play or fun or camaraderie or interaction with each other or those in our community. Every day something good happens is our motto for the week, perhaps for the rest of the year, perhaps for the rest of our life. May all those who receive the blessing be blessed by our elder brother, Yahshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ. We put our hands together to remind us that God has us in his hands always. We make the sign of the cross as a testament to our faith, and we welcome God into our heart. Thank you, Patty, for reminding us of these people. I will go to the closing prayer now. Almighty God, as we conclude our service, we offer our heartfelt thanks for your presence and guidance today. Thank you for the lessons learned and the wisdom shared. We pray for the strength to carry these lessons into our daily lives, turning remembrance into action for peace and reconciliation. We ask for your blessing on all those who have been affected by war and conflict. May your healing hand touch their lives, bringing comfort and peace. Inspire us, Lord, to be your agents of your love, to extend forgiveness, and to build bridges of friendship and understanding. Grant us the courage to face the challenges of our world with faith and hope. Help us to be beacons of your light in a world that often seems overshadowed by conflict and despair. May our words and actions reflect the love and compassion of the Christ as we work together for a future of peace and harmony. In the name of Yahshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ, who is our Lord and Savior, who is our beacon of faith, our elder brother, our way shower, our example, we pray so earnestly. Amen. Reverend Douglas.
A prayer of gratitude. Dear God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you for all your wondrous blessings and thank you this day for the blessings you have bestowed upon us during the service. Help us always to deal with life's challenges with calmness, confidence, compassion, and trust in your love and guidance. As we move ever forward on our spiritual path, following our destiny in keeping with your will. Hallelujah. Amen.
This is the Many Mansions Mission State. Our mission is to speak of God Almighty and Jeremy and to practice unconditional as much as possible every day of our life. By humble spiritual practices of meditation and earnest intellectual research, we come to know and start the instincts of the members of having developed. When we study things, we may move forward to develop the spiritual gifts as a demonstration of the magnificent people of the generals today. This spiritual awareness promotes our willingness to serve God Almighty. As we are inspired to be so by our inner soul for health, solace, and peace of mind.
Thank you, Mark. Now, I ask that you contribute to our mission, whatever you can afford. If you are in the United States, you can go to manymansionscenters.org and there's a contribution button there. We thank you for whatever contribution that you make. If you are in Canada, you can send an e-transfer to manymansions144@gmail.com. Any contribution you make will be greatly appreciated. We have a few announcements. We have Virtue Water, which is blessed a number of times by our clergy for a contribution of $40. We will send you a free complimentary bottle of our Virtue Water. If you have not already done so, please go to manymansionssc.org. Go to the bottom of the page and enter your name and email address to obtain regular reminders and Zoom links. If you have friends or family to whom you would like to send prayers and virtue healing energy, please send your requests with the person's first name and details of their situation to manymansions.helpline@gmail.com. And lastly, we invite you to take a look at our Facebook page, Many Mansions Spiritual Healing. Many Mansions Spiritual Healing. Now I invite you to sit here just for a minute or so. And if Linda will play some soft music, I want you to feel the warmth in your body. Feel the virtue circulating, helping and healing you, raising your energy and your spirit. You sensitize yourself to this virtue energy. You are in effect becoming more spiritual. You're becoming aware of spiritual energy. This is part of spiritual evolution. To quietly sense this wondrous virtue.
Thank you all for
Linda,
coming
for the
to
beautiful
the
music
service today and listening wherever you are in the world.
Our Sunday service for today.
We'd like you to
now we have what we refer to as
to the Zoom link on International
Schools
of Prophets.
Let me just turn off the recording.
Recording stopped.
Again, we'd like you to go to International School of the Prophets for more information and to find how to come to our Zoom meetings as well. In the name of all that is holy, I'm Reverend Douglas James Cottrell. Thank you. And till next time, God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Global Village Online Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Brought to you by MindPro Publications and Productions, a division of Douglas James Cottrell and Associates Incorporated.
This is an opportunity of
Copyright 2023, Douglas James Cottrell. No part of this broadcast audio may be reproduced in whole or in part without express written permission.
Yes.
I wanted to let you know there's an ordeal, like a CD's on their way down for a PO box. Is that correct? That is correct. Thank you very much. No money, we do that for the community, but thank you. It was a real ordeal. It didn't come down to this, but so people know. You know how big a CD is, right? They were going to charge me $200 to just send that.
Who was?
USPS. I could not. I said, you're joking, you know. And I said, it's a CD. They said, because of international new laws or whatever, you know, because of the distance. But I just said that was outrageous. So I went to my regular local post office, and it was not even close to that, you know, more like $30. But I'm telling you this, so if anybody else is, I don't know where other states are, but, and I talked to two offices, and one actually said it could be up to $400, and I went like,
PJ, I'm going to jump in and say FedEx, $35.
Good. Yeah. I want people to know this because, you know, that's outrageous.
Yeah. Well, I also know that some people are very creative at coming up with charging you money. It doesn't really, you know what I mean? They're very creative, put it that way. So you're very wise in saying, no, I'm going someplace else.
It's, oh, no. Well, one was a community college that was subsidiary of the USPS, and I'm going,
no.
Who can possibly afford this? No, but...
No, that means that they were charging their fee, whatever that happened to be. But no, the best is to go direct. UPS, I like that. FedEx, I like it. And it costs me a little more. Or trackable mail, that's the only services I use. And I can tell you, your postal service is great. I can send a book anywhere in the country for $6 or $7. In Canada, it's about $25. So just to give you some idea. Anyway, thanks for letting us know, PJ. But you're very wise.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad for that.
And thank you very much, PJ, for the CDs. I will certainly let you know when they arrive.
I just wanted to, you know.
Before Jack goes, I was going to ask him to make a comment about our social media. So if you got a minute, Jack, before you go.
Oh, yeah.
We've had some really good results, everybody.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of viewership on many different areas on our YouTube of our service. We're seeing around 15 views a week. So people are watching this service later and know that it's there if you want to watch it too. It's on our Hope Conferences YouTube channel. And we're also seeing a lot of viewership on Douglas's interviews with all these personalities, people with different skills or written books we're seeing an uptick in that as well. Some cases over 100 views of the videos there. So our viewership is way up, and